So joining me this morning, I have Kim Pillay, the program manager at the New World Foundation. Good morning, Kim, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Tracy. Thanks for having me here.
Let's speak about the New World Foundation. What exactly is it that you do? I know you are based in Lavender Hills.
So our organization is called New World Foundation, and you know, it's all about creating a new world of hope, justice, and peace for the community of Lavender Hill. And it is very community development orientated, where we have extensive programs and projects that we run in the community and at a community center that we have in Lavender Hill. And it ranges from an educare center of 160 kids to an aftercare program of 80 kids that come after school into programs, and then support groups for the elderly, for the chronic, for women support. It's got a safe house for abused women and their children. So it's got a whole host of projects.
And how exactly do you do this? Because I know when I checked your website, you have things like there's an asset statement and a theory of change. Tell me a bit more about this.
So our asset statement is your asset based model, where it's looking at the community in terms of what it actually has. Instead of importing a whole lot of foreign resources to a community like Lavender Hill, that where some might not even mean anything to the community, it instead looks at what are the strengths of this community and that the community can actually work with. And in terms of our theory of change, we're very community development orientated, like I've said, and it's about how a community needs extensive healing through generations and generations, because trauma is passed on from generation to generation.
What keeps you motivated with the work that you do? Because this is Lavender Hill, with so many stories often coming from there, and it's not necessarily always the most positive stories.
So something that I find actually very exciting about working in Lavender Hill is how resourceful the people are, especially the women of Lavender Hill. And I think it's common to other Cape Flats communities as well. But people share a lot. Whatever they have, they share. I don't know if you can get a stronger sense of community than you can in Lavender Hill.
I can only imagine. So in terms of the public, is there any way we can get involved, and where can we find more information?
So they can contact us at our offices, or they can just walk straight in to our organization and they would get assistance.
There you have it. Yeah. It's Kim Pillay, Program Manager at the New World Foundation.